This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A popular computer game is being adapted to a real-world environment to give children across the country of Wales a chance to explore some of that country's historic sites. The makers of Minecraft have teamed up with the Welsh Historic Monuments Body to provide a bilingual version of the game available for free to all Welsh schools. Coney Castle, which dates back to the 13th century, is the first site to be featured, with a further 19 Welsh historic sites due to become available over the next 18 months. For the first time, children will be able to use Minecraft entirely in the Welsh language. Manon Jones, a teacher at Isgol Pennant, helped with the translation, and pupils at the school were the first to try the new game. Jones said, "We've been using Minecraft in the school in different subjects, such as history, language, and the children really enjoy using it. Not only is Minecraft now available in our first language, but the project of bringing sites in Wales alive has been such an exciting part of their education. It's been brilliant." Having learned so much about Coney Castle through the Minecraft game, pupils from Isgol Pennant visited the castle itself for the game's official launch. Teachers say, "Some children don't really speak English, and it can help a lot with their education, and it can also help the people that are learning Welsh." Each year, Home Instead spreads holiday cheer through a holiday gift-giving program called Be a Santa to a Senior, distributing hundreds of gifts to local seniors in need. The process starts in September as they reach out to local organizations, gather names, and compile wish lists. Then those lists are printed on ornaments and hung on trees around town where community members can choose a senior to shop for. This year, the organization received requests from 315 Bozeman area seniors, an increase of 50% from the last year, with the number of gift requests for items that many consider to be basic necessities. Norma Shirley, office coordinator for Home Instead, said, "Seniors are asking for things like cleaning supplies, aluminum foil, paper towels, you know, things that we can just go out and grab, but they're putting those on a list of things that they need," Shirley said. Bozeman's growing population, coupled with its rising cost of living, may play a role in the increased needs. This past Thursday, gift distribution began, with organizations such as the HRDC stopping by to pick up boxes filled with gifts for the seniors in the community. HRDC Development Director Kristen Hamburg said the program makes a big difference for seniors who may otherwise not have a Christmas. Hamburg said, "We live in a community where the cost of living has risen pretty quickly, and for seniors, their fixed incomes haven't made the same kind of increase, so they feel more strapped with their cash. Sometimes it's hard to buy the things that they need or gifts for other people," said Hamburg. The HRDC has been a partner of Home Instead for the Be a Santa to a Senior program for the past 10 years. Hamburg says her favorite part is seeing the reaction from recipients and being able to let seniors who may be feeling isolated or lonely know that someone cares. The HRDC serves upwards of 2,200 seniors, and Hamburg says, in general, winter can be tough for that population. But programs like Be a Santa to a Senior help to make the season a little brighter. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.